Hold on.
Blog Talk Radio.
The streets is talking, let's go, Finesse.
Streets is talking radio, man. Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out to the host, L Bull, my man, T-Ro. Joel, the G, what's poppin', baby? Yeah. You heard it here first, by the way. Sports is popping. L Boogie and T-Ro, no other option. The streets is talking radio live Monday and Friday. 9 p.m. Eastern time. Freestyle Fridays. You heard it here first when you step into that asylum. UL's the G, L.A. banging, them niggas wildin'. T-Ro from that redneck state. I'm talking Dallas. That's why he run with nothing but shooters like Kia Maverick. L Boogie from the cutthroat state, land of the heartless. And even though he good, I still got him regardless. It's G and me, the gold mine music empire. The streets is talking, the radio's live. Tune in to Fire. Yeah, streets is talking radio, man. Tune in every Monday and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Shout out my man L Boogie, T-Ro, Juelz the G. Shout out to Dallas, L.A., Cleveland. I go by the name of the Finesse people. Go on my music empire. Streets is talking. Tune in.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. That was GME. Finesse, by the way. Man, it's Friday, August 23rd. I want to welcome in my co-host, Juelz the G, and no other than my man, T-Ro. What the deal, baby? T-Ro,
hey,
can you...
Hey, what's going on, baby? How you doing? What's going on? It's Freestyle Friday, baby. What's the deal, L Boogie? It's hot. It ain't been as hot as it's been lately, but, you know, we're going to keep it hot in the asylum. What's up, ULSG? What's up with it, L Boogie? How you doing, Finesse? Appreciate the laydown on the intro, baby. Fire. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man, it's all as usual. You know, it's fire in the asylum, man. We got a lot to talk about, a lot on the marquee. It's Friday, the roundup of the week. You know what we might have missed out on Monday. It's come back up today. And let's just get this out the way, man. First things first. I want to ask your opinion. I was in the streets today. And, you know, I went to Vegas a little bit this week, came back, went to L.A. But let me ask you this. A lot of speculation. How are you handling Ryan Brown's apology? Do you like the way that's going down? Do you think it should be a post-conference? You talk to me, bro.
Oh, damn. You going hot like that already? Topic number one? Oh, okay. I like that. Well, let me tell you something, L Boogie. On the real, man, please. Accept his apology through what? Through a letter that he wrote with his, you know, with his little people he got in his corner that told him what to say and what to write down and how to say it. Come on, man. Ryan Brown, you know you wrong. How are you just going to come out in the media when, you know, to proclaim your innocence when you knew you was dirty? But then now, when you going to say that you dirty, when you going to say that you just going to tell the truth, keep it 100 with the people, you don't want to do it in front of the cameras and in front of the limelight like you did when you were lying in the beginning a year ago? Come on, man. What about Chris Carter? I need Chris Carter around here, L Boogie. Come on, man. I do not accept that apology. It's written in the letter. I don't care about that. You're going to have to pull the Lance Armstrong. You're going to have to show your face. It ain't got to quite be Oprah, but it can show in the hell be ESPN. You know what I mean, L Boogie? And, yeah, I don't accept that, man. That's some soft stuff, man. You might as well just take it like a man like A-Rod doing. We know A-Rod dirty, but guess what? A-Rod playing, A-Rod making millions. So I don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? He got to face them cameras, man, and I don't want to see in spring training next year. I don't want to see it in the summertime. I want to see that by Monday. I give him a couple days. I give him by Monday. But if he ain't talking about nothing by Monday with his face all over the camera, man, to hell with that guy. I told you, he got me. He Lance Armstrong the second. I ain't going to call him Junior. I'm going to call him the second. He did, man. He pulled the Lance Armstrong on me so cold, dog. I feel bad for Aaron Rodgers, who's gonna have to put up a whole year's check trying to believe a dude who was there telling a lie right in his face. And that's his homeboy. But if he gonna lie to his homeboy, just think what he gonna do to the media. We saw what he did to the media in 2012. So for his apology to be written like it was, man, look, Ryan, you got the money. When I come on the show Monday, I'm cussing you out if your face ain't been on the camera. Now, that's how I feel, Boogie. What's your thoughts about it since you're coming so hot, throwing 99 miles an hour first pitch?
The streets is talking. And first thing that he needs to do is give back the NL MVP.
Ooh.
Because it happened during that year. He needs to give it back. He needs to go to Matt Kemp, who was runner-up. Secondly, another thing he needs to do is, out of his money, he needs to give that to the person who took his urine and he got him fired. He needs to compensate him maybe a good $250,000. I think that would be enough for slander, for getting me fired. I think that should be also said, and you're right. No, you don't need to go on Oprah, but it's just as good as Oprah in your field. You need to go on ESPN. You need to take what you gave out.
Right.
Take what you gave out. You just said, adamantly. I mean, you just went all out just to say, hey, you know, that guy, he's a liar. You called other people liars.
Man.
Understand it. And yes, I'm in agreement. I do not believe in the press statement. That's cowardly. You're hiding your hand, you're throwing a rock and hiding your hand. You threw the rock when you went press conference. Now you wanna hide your hand because you got caught. Streets is talking.
Hey, what Tribe Called Quest have us all sucking that? You sucking nil. Sucker,
no. Oh, yeah.
You know,
peace, sucker, whoever you are. Peace, sucker. Man, you already know. I'm very upset, and they need to bring the hammer down on him. Now, it just takes me more respect to A-Rod. At least A-Rod is confronting it. He at least, you know,
Thank you.
Some questions. He know he's wrong. It's not how many games. It's like when you do a plea bargain in the joint when you about to go to the joint. It's not about games. It's about how many. How many games? It's not if I'm guilty. It's like when you're guilty for the plea bargain. I'm just trying to bargain down some years. I'm going to pay for some years. Man, and let's stay on that row. I just want to, you know, say something about that also. Is that going back, you notice about the NFL, if somebody is guilty, they might appeal the game. They don't appeal it if they're guilty. And let me give you this stat, bro. Since 2010, there's been 26 Major League Baseball players that has broken their drug policy, and 50 in the NFL. Why is it so big in Major League Baseball than it is in NFL? Isn't that hypocrisy? Isn't that being hypocritical? Or is it because the Major League Baseball players, they tried to hide?
To be honest with you, L Boogie, that's a good question, and that's a tough one. But here's how I'm going to answer that one, because I'm glad you brought that to my attention. You know, baseball was the last sport to actually go about the steroid, PED use, HGH use, to try to clamp down, you know, on those who had, you know, stained the sport, so to speak. But for baseball players, we all know why they use it. You know, back in the day, it was a white man's sport. And then when the colored people began to start playing this game, basically American colored people, you know, there was talent out there that, you know, that had to be equaled. And so some of these guys who were just a notch below the brothers, the black Americans that were playing baseball back then. You know, they had to do something to get it going. And once they learned that steroids was the way to go and way to hit long balls and do something other than what the American black guys could do, it was nothing. But now you get guys who are foreign colored people and they are just as talented as the black American people. And now, you know, it's really out there for the other athletes to try to do what they can if they're not naturally gifted. And so that's why you have that number of baseball players that are involved with that. Now, with football, we all know why these dudes are getting juiced up. I mean, come on, these guys are running 4.5. I'm talking about defensive players, linebackers and defensive ends. These guys are running 4.5, 4.6s. And believe me, when they touch you, they're trying to put you out the game every time they hit you because they don't get too many hits on their defensive line. So, you know, when they coming for you, when the linebackers coming for you, they trying to take you out. And these guys are bigger, stronger, and a whole lot faster than what the game used to be. And so right now, if you really want to spot in the league, if you're not one of those guys who can prepare yourself to be physically fit, to do it the right way, you know, it's going to be more guys that's going to be tempted to do, you know, what they've done. And that's why I believe you have so many NFL players that have, while that number has increased on the PED use, HGH use, and, you know, the NFL tightened up a long time ago. They did it before baseball got a handle on it. So that could also play a part into why that number is, you know, outweighing the baseball number. So, you know, that could be a factor too, Elbury. But, you know, man, these guys hit hard. And, you know, you want to get back on the field as quick as you can because not everybody is an Adrian Peterson. Not everybody is a RG3 who can take, you know, that type of injury and come back and be ready in 6 to 8 months. Nobody, there's not too many Kobe's out there. You know what I'm saying? So you got to do whatever you can to get back on the court, on the field, or whatever you got to do. And
listen.
He say, listen.
Listen to this. MBG, nothing but garbage. Nothing but garbage ball players turning to good ball players. Good players turning to greats. The greats turning to Hall of Famers. But listen to this. In football, hey, they take their punishment like a man. They don't say, hey, I didn't do it. They appeal how many games. It's America's sport. They love their football. You already know. It's a gladiator sport. This is the only sport where you can legally assault a man. You can legally assault a man and don't go to jail. You hear me?
Full speed. Head-on-head contact.
And we're just talking about PEDs, and we know in the NFL, if the streets, you know, don't know, HGH is legal. PEDs is illegal in the NFL. Streets is talking. Do your homework before you get in the asylum. Try to fly us a kite. 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, search box. The streets is talking. Man, we the UGK of the sports world. We are the streets. Oh, man, we are the streets. Hey, Ro, last night, when we come back from commercial, the streets is talking. The Patriots, Tim Tebow, DMP, baby. What you think? Oh, man, don't forget the world. It's also Freestyle Friday. Let's go. We the streets, baby. And we like E.F. Hutton. When we talking, everybody listening. Let's go, Jigga Man. Oh!
no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Can try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. So under the parka, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C, up your fell at it, you're dense. I get word through the street like Bell Atlantic and Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff are law, niggas wanna press me. Put my back to the wall, for pressure bump pipes. I know I faster y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me. Haters, fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Max, sweet like Cairo. Assault like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo. Coleon, they find you with a hole in your dome. I roll with niggas that'll follow you and go to your home. Thought you ball, but nigga, you fall to my defense. Catch you my defense.
Woo, wait! You fall to our defense. Oh, man, free Benny Siegel, man. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Oh, man, shout out, man. He know who I'm talking to. My man, Late Night Nino, what you deal, baby? Appreciate you listening, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. You already know. And I know you got a lot of them. Oh! Bro, we back in the asylum, man. A couple preseason games last night. A couple teams didn't name their starters before we get in the asylum. Tim Tebow, let's get there first. He was in Motown. I got my snitches and my informants in the streets. He didn't play last night. What's your take? What's your take? I ain't going to tell you what the street said, but what you got for me?
He was a DNP.
Man,
for those that don't know, do not play. Man, I just think El Boogie is going to be a rough task for Tim Tebow, man. And what I think about him not playing last night is nothing unusual. It doesn't surprise me. all because that New England didn't show up last night. You know, four turnovers in the first five possessions. That'll keep your third stringer on the bench or your fourth stringer. You know what I mean? And with Ryan Mallett not being, you know, able to perform because of his little duties that happened to him, he got slighted time. So, you know, it just equaled out to where Tim Tebow didn't get no time. He only completed two passes last the previous preseason game he played in. So it wasn't no big thing for him to get some time. You know, don't even look for him next week. That's the thing. So is he going to make the 54-man roster? I believe he will. I think that Josh McDaniel has put a little word in Bill Belichick's ear to let, you know, Tim Tebow hang on, collect that check. You know, he's a good dude, but you shouldn't admit, anybody who was believing that Tim Tebow was going to get playing time in New England should slap themselves because it was never going to happen. You know what I mean? They just wanted to make sure that a young fella could secure his job. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me, L Boogie. So while we talking about Tim Tebow, I don't know. You know, I can't wait to hear what the people in the asylum got to say about it. What's your topic on it before we jump in the asylum?
Him not playing?
He might play special teams. He might be a special teams guy just to stay on the roster. And like I said, yeah, he might be a winner. He's a good football player, but he's not a quarterback. At quarterback, you know my saying, he's MBG, man. Nothing but garbage. But as a football player, he's solid. Keep him on the team in the locker room. Good guy. He'll run through a brick wall for the coach. But I can't keep him as a quarterback. He just goes down as utility. He's a utility ball player. That's it.
Yeah. That's what, I feel you, man. It's nothing more, nothing less about that guy. You get what you already know you're going to get. And, you know, I just think they keeping him on just to be keeping him on. But he'll be all right. We don't have to worry about Tim Tebow. His playing time, we know this season, will be negative. Can't even get that dude a zero. He's going to be in the negative status. He's just going to be chilling with a big overcoat on in the cold while it's snowing out there while Tom Brady looking pretty. So you know how it goes. But let's jump into the asylum, L Boogie, real quick, man, so we can get it going because, man, hot. I'm telling you, let's jump into the caller. We ain't heard from him in a minute. You know what I mean? Mr. MIA called in, decided to check in with us. Mr. MIA, what's the deal with you, baby?
Man, what the leg read, man? How y'all boys doing, man?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. You know, just chilling in this heat, man, trying to make it go round. And, you know, me and Boogie, we just got these hot topics. And, you know, Ryan Braun's situation first, man. Do you believe the guy? What's your stats on Ryan Braun? What you believe this guy? You don't believe in what the apology?
Man, dog, I care less, bro. Like, I'm trying to tell you, bro. Like, I mean, the public just wants you to own up for what you did. You know what I'm saying? After that, man, that shit forgiveful. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. If the shoe was on the foot, bro, I think this comes to a black and white thing, bro. Let a real nigga do that, bro. They're going to ban him from baseball for the rest of his life, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird to me, man. It's just, I mean, the more money you got, bro, the more drugs you can take, man. That's how they feel. That's what A-Rod thinks.
Will A-Rod get the 211-game suspension? Will he be suspended anytime? What's the thoughts about A-Rod?
Well, man, the man got enough money, brother, to not play forever. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think at this point, bro, he's just trying to save face. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, but like how you said earlier, bro, them boys used to be on that back in the day. You know what I'm saying? For fact, bro, they used to be on that crystal meth back in the day.
Right.
You know, so you got to think, bro, drugs has always been a part of baseball. You know what I'm saying? It's just not coming to the forefront.
Right. Right.
That's just my opinion on that right there.
That's what it is. Now, New England got the beatdown all beatdowns last night in the Motor City. Lost to Detroit 40-9. Four turnovers in the first five possessions. You think New England going to turn it around? I know it's preseason. You think New England got what it takes to turn it around, or do you think them boys just got the Detroit show the blueprint on how to beat those boys?
I mean, it's all about making the playoffs, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, you can't show a man everything in preseason, man. You know, you can't show him. You know, Tom Brady, he'll bounce back. You know? He'll bounce back quarterback. He's great. But listen, I heard y'all talk about my dog Tebow. Ain't no player in college ever did what Tebow did, bro. You feel like, bro, you can bring Tebow to your team right now, and he going to feel the stands, bro. People just coming to see what he look like. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an amazing player to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why they won't give my dog no chance. It ain't like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He proven, dog. You know what I'm saying? Look at his college stats. Put his college stats against anybody else's college stats, I bet Tebow come out on top, man. Also, I don't understand why they won't play that man.
I think that, like I said before, it's not about the arm strength. I just think that he's not accurate enough. But you're thinking with
we
more playing time
Denver.
That'll
you
come about.
What happened in Denver? You seen what happened in Denver, man. What you saying? You seen it. The whole world seen it. Come on, man. Everybody down on one knee now doing a Tebow. Everybody doing Tebow, man. You remember?
I'm not sold on Tebow. Like I said, yes, he's a winner. Get him in a position to make plays. I understand that, but at a quarterback consistently, after guys got a beat on you, I don't know. His best bet was should have been down. They should have traded him to Jacksonville. He might have had a chance. But right now,
we would have played him in Arizona. We would have played him in a couple places. You feel me? Just got to give him a chance, bro. That's what I think.
We'll see.
No, he ain't going to play. You ain't going to see nothing.
Will he make the team? Miami, MIA, will he make the team, though?
For what team? For the Patriots?
Yes.
Yeah, he going to fill the stands up. He gonna feel this. You know how many virgins? The man of virgins. You know how many virgins coming to the game, bro? Tracy, something. You feel me, man? I'm talking about they gonna fill the stands up, man. What you talking about? You ain't never seen that kind of money come through. Not no virgin money. That's that brand new, fresh. You feel me? Like, come on, man. It's a plan for Tebow, bro. Whoever signed Tebow, they know, bro. They trying to fill the stands up. They gonna sell tickets. That's what that's about, man. For real,
right? 0 minutes. -0 minutes.
And
they're going to sell out every game.
They sell out every game. What? If they ain't a winner, I don't know what you call it. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
I got one more question for you, Mike. You saw, you know, were you impressed with Cam Newton last night or were you more impressed with the Carolina defense?
I was impressed with that linebacker. That linebacker was getting off. You feel me? I don't even know Buddy's name, but I ain't never seen him before. And I'm like, if Buddy play like that every game, bro, he a beast.
He was the NFC Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Okay,
and guess what?
I don't watch no team but the Dolphins, dog. That's me, baby. I don't watch no team but the Dolphins. I don't know who played for your team. I know who played for my team, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? So when I seen him last night, I was like, I had told a couple homeboys, like, who the fuck is this linebacker? Like, he's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
He everywhere. Hey. He laying the hat down. You know what I'm saying? He picking it off, running. I ain't like the fact that he slid. He should have ran Flacco over, bro. That's how we did.
What's crazy is that the dude is not even the best linebacker on his team. That's what's more impressive about that guy. As a rookie,
That Beeson dude? You talking about the Beeson dude?
Yeah, Beeson. He just missed a couple of games due to a couple of injuries that he sustained.
Man, that man
missed
22 games. That man ain't played in 22 games. What are you talking about? I seen a little.
He's still a beast.
Linebacker dude, he's the best on the team. I know it. You know it. He showed it last night. Hey, man.
MIA, hey man, you know we appreciate you being in this silent, man, taking us time.
Man, I had to come through and talk to my dogs, man. You know what I'm saying? When y'all talk about something
really, really, really going to hit my heart. I'm going to be right there to tune in. I can't wait the basketball season start, man, so y'all can talk about my boy again. But,
yeah,
I appreciate y'all taking my call, man. I'm going to listen for the rest of the night, man. See what y'all boys are talking about, man.
Man, appreciate the love, man. Hang on tight, man. It's Freestyle Friday, too. Somebody just might pop your wig off tonight where you be calling back in and be like, who the hell was that?
Already.
That's what it is. Yeah, L Boogie, you know what it is, man. We had to hit the asylum kind of early tonight, man, because, you know, people be wanting to check in with us, man. And it'd be so hot, and I know they'd be trying to hold on as long as they can, man, but we got to get them all, make sure they can get in and say what they got to say. Express yourself. You know what I mean?
And see, MIA, I had a question for him, and we're going to try to get him back in the asylum, because this is another topic before we had to go to him. Switching over to the, you know, NBA, you know, this is the streets was talking. I was, you know, on the tweet. You know, I stay on the tweet or whatnot. And LBJ, LeBron James, he said that, you know, his top three was Jordan, Dr. J, and Bird. And he said Magic came in fourth on his list.
Oh, yeah, we're going to definitely talk about that. And we, hey, MIA, don't go nowhere, because I know you want to chime in on that. I know you're upset at me. But just hold on, Pepe. Big Brother Bass, I see you, man, checking in with us. Rich out there in Vegas. What's up, baby? Big Brother D-Back, man, hold line. You know we're going to get you home.
LeBron, I don't know if some of that hair you cut off took away some of your brain, man. You know Magic in the top three, man. The streets is talking, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Freestyle Friday, Jewel's the G, T Row, L Boogie. Man, tweet us at L Boogie 15. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend. Get in the asylum. Let's go.
I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
You know that you
were.
Who you are. You know that I'm
holding down. We fall apart. You can't fool when I'm saying I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me. Now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coat. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool, cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with meats on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
You know everywhere.
And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mass Label.
Man. And if you don't know, now you know. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Jewel the G from L.A. T. Rowe from Dallas, Texas. I'm your host, L. Boogie from Cleveland, Ohio. Man, we hot, man. We are the streets. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a girlfriend. And that's
for
real.
That is for real. L. Boogie, man, I miss that dude, man. Biggie, I'll play Tupac next. Man, them boys was my boys, man. Why they had to take them out and we ain't found the killer yet, I still don't know. It's ridiculous.
The streets is talking, man. We know what the deal is, man.
Damn, can't believe it. Took my boys. But that's all right. It's Freestyle Friday. We go see what these boys got this evening. You know what I mean? But, L Boogie, man, you know what it is. Man, what's the next topic, man, before we get back into the asylum, man? What's the next topic? LeBron. You say LeBron don't have Magic in the top three?
No. He has Jordan, Dr. J, and Bird as his top three, and Magic at his fourth. Now, Magic tweeted back saying that he loved watching LeBron James play because he feels as though his game is similar to, you know, to his, and, you know, it's okay, I have five.
And went to nine.
So, you mean to tell me he's not in your top three? So, and he just cut his hair, you know, it was about time. The streets was talking about that, too. Everybody was hollering, hey, man. It's time for you to let that receipt hairline go, man. Let's keep it real, man. We in the street. I bet you Rich, I know you probably told him. Man, you better cut that off the street talking. You gotta go Caesar like Kobe.
Gotta go Kobe. Keep it light. Thin on the top.
But, you know, my top three, no particular order, we can argue, you know, Jordan, Magic, Bird, you know, and then I can go from there, you know, Kareem. But your top, that's his top three. Can't knock it. But at the same time, I knock it. His game is like Magic Johnson on steroids. That's why I always say don't compare his game to Jordan. Compare it to Magic because that's what he do. If Magic wanted to, he'd get 30 every night if he wanted to. But he had other guys. He got triple-doubles. All the way back from his days at Michigan State, he wasn't the leading scorer. Greg Kelson was the leading scorer. Come on now, LeBron. I don't know what you're doing. Dope a dog, fool. You got to put Magic in the tin on there, man. Don't your brand speak for itself? The guys who are the best got the most money. Look at them, man. They own it. Ball clubs, Magic and Michael, man. So, I don't know, man. That was one of the topics that was being hollered around in the streets. I just might want to get the world's opinion on that. What do you think, bro?
I'm just going to say this. Because like you mentioned earlier, it really doesn't matter how you pick the top three. Yeah, he left Magic off the list, but I'm going to give him a pass because he liked Dr. J, or he feels Dr. J was in the top three. I'm giving him love for that because you can't go wrong with that Dr. J Magic. I understand what you're saying. You present all the great points. I would have selected Magic myself. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to give him a pass on that one because I loved everything that Dr. J did. You know what I'm saying? So I can't knock him for that. You know what I mean? So it's just that was just a tough one, you know what I'm saying? And having to ask him what's your top three off the fly, don't be mad at LeBron. But we going to see. MIA, hang tight. Hell Boogie, let's jump back into the asylum, man. Because I know the asylum people, man, they trying to get out. You don't hear the ball shaking? Hold on, let's go to the big brother D Mac to see what he got to say, man. I heard D Mac got D Mac and D Mac Jr. online. You know what I'm saying? So let's check in with D Mac and see what's going on, L Boogie. D Mac, what's up,
what's
baby? Welcome to the street talking.
Well, hey, Dion, chilling, man. How y'all doing?
I'm
like 2 minutes. I'm
going to
talk on this radio station with my dad real quick.
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Freestyle Friday, ready to get it in. Got it hot up in here, you know what I mean? Ready to set it on fire. And with what LeBron just said, got L Boogie pretty deterred, man. And, you know, he don't know if LeBron was smoking dope or dog food. So what you think about the list? Are you impressed with the top three, or would you have gone somewhere different?
Well, me, I would have went a little bit different, you know what I'm saying? But Magic would have been my top three is Michael Jordan, Magic, and Kobe Bryant. That's my top three all time.
I see. Kobe Bryant. I like that. I'm not mad.
What about you, Boo? What you think?
My top three players of all time.
Larry Bird, man.
No,
Larry Bird, listen, you asked me, let me finish. You asked me, you said, how about you? And I'm giving you my reason.
I was talking about your nephew, Boo. I'm going with Jordan off top. I'm going with Kobe second. And third, I'm gonna stick with one of my idols. He had a big influence on me, even though I never hooped basketball seriously, but one of my big idols, man. I'm gonna go with Allen Iverson, man. He always be one of my favorite ever.
And I was gonna get to AI later on in the show after we talked about LeBron, because he's announced his retirement and he did change the game in many ways, and when I say that, I mean off the court as well.
Allen Iverson made it. He really paved a lot of ways for the little people, for the skinny people, so called, as they call it. But he made the way for people that have heart. He paved that way for me and my generation. As I say, AI is one of my favorite all time. He has so much heart. He wasn't scared of nobody. So much like myself. Okay,
well,
L Boogie,
what I think about Allen Iverson, what he did was, if you notice, as soon as he got in the league and started, you know, his brand, I should say, The Answer, you know, he started the tattoo era. They can say what they want, but he started something. He made it where they had started having to have a dress code. And one good thing about Allen Iverson that you will never say anything, I can never say anything bad about him, because he gave it his all when the lights was on. And that's the only way I can judge the guy. Off the court, like I said, entertainment with the tattoos and, you know, with the cornrows, he started something. He started a wave. I agree with that. And the dressing, and you know, with the chains. You know, hip hop and sports go together,
right?
But he can never get in my top three, because one thing about Allen Iverson that you have to understand, the talent of maybe he was the best player pound for pound ever to do it, but when you only go to one final. And I just can't put you in the top three. What I'm saying is that he only has one MVP, and if you only got one MVP, at least you'll have two or three championships. You know what I mean? You having one MVP, been to one final, I just can't put you in the top three. You the leading scorer. That's cool. You led the league three times out of 12 years in steals.
You feel
one player not gonna win the game though, dude. They got to put other people around him, man.
I'm looking at how you make other guys around you better. Yes, he had a sorry team and wanted and took him to the finals. Am I disputing
that? You know what, L Boogie? Don't be mad at LeBron James then with Larry Bird on his list. Nothing ain't wrong with that then. Larry Bird made
I'm saying Dr. J shouldn't be there and Magic Johnson should be in that top three. I'm not taking Bird off my list.
Doctor, you can't go wrong with Larry. You can't go wrong with Doc. Come on now.
Listen, in their prime, Magic Johnson beat Larry Bird and beat Dr. J. In their prime. That's what people couldn't do to Michael Jordan. That's what made him special. When you got to the finals against Magic Johnson, you couldn't beat them. You went to 9 finals in 11 years. But the youngin' ain't never seen that. He's seen Allen Iverson, and I can respect that because he was great pound for pound.
Okay.
All right, let me ask you this, D-Mac. Ryan Braun decided to give his apology to the world through a letter, 10 paragraphs long, 900 words approximately. And he did it behind the media. He didn't even show his face. Do you agree? Do you accept Ryan Braun's apology to the world about him admitting using the steroids and finally coming out instead of, you know, trying to embarrass some more people like he did a year ago?
Nope. His PR, whoever he got behind him, is stupid. All these guys haven't realized when you get busted or whatever, come out and tell the truth. The truth will set you free. Like my man said before, man, when these cats be telling the truth, the Giambis and all them, man, that don't happen to them in the world. We're like, oh, okay, you made a mistake, boom. But then the Barry Bonds and the A-Rods and them, because they, you know, got their endorsement deals and all this stuff, and they so big on this high horse that they on, they want to sit up here and try to put on this front when, dude, you did it. Admit to it. I mean, y'all whole league was dirty. That's how everybody did. Y'all got busted, and it is what it is, man. Stand on that red carpet, take your ass chewing, and keep it moving. But, man, what they doing is trying to save face, and, man, him apologizing, he should apologize last year. He should apologize when he first got on. Man, this apology sucks, man. No, he's garbage. The world's not going to accept him.
But will it blow over in baseball? Will they let him back? I mean, he's owed some money. He's going to get $10 million next year, $11 million after that, and $12 after that. So he's like you said, took his thrashing and still understood that he's going to get paid. It's
exactly.
Like going to jail,
I mean,
and when you get out, you're going to still have your $5 million when you was hustling. Somebody holding it for you.
It's all based on your performance. But looking at baseball, how many of these dudes that was out here juicing and stuff really came back and done anything? Nobody.
They NBG.
Nothing but garbage. Oh,
I love that.
You said that, man. I wanted you to say that for Tim Tebow.
Oh, yeah. Tim Tebow is that NBG, nothing but garbage. He can't throw it. He can't throw a rock in. He can't throw a rock in the river. And two things for sure: if you disgruntle him and make him run right, he cannot throw the ball. Watch the tape. The streets is talking. What do you think? Last question before I let you go. What do you think about the Ravens yesterday? Were you impressed by the Panthers' defense, Luke Kuechly, his second year, coming off of the Rookie of the Year last year?
Just watch it. I didn't watch it. And D-Mac Jr., he ain't watch it either.
Okay. Geno Smith, he's getting his start Saturday.
When I looked at ESPN, it looked like Baltimore got blown out, I think, or lost 24-10 or something, but... Wait to check it out.
Told him my opinion. I know the streets is talking, and I know he's heard that Rex Ryan has
AL Boogie Boost, and he got his opinion on preseason games.
Told him my opinion.
Oh, you told him your opinion?
Okay.
I'm not impressed about preseason games.
Oh, he said he's not impressed about preseason games.
So he's not going to be impressed if Geno Smith does well Saturday to try to earn him a starting spot. Yet. He won't be impressed with that.
So I won't be that impressed because it's a preseason game. But rookies, you can be happy. I will be happy. I won't be that impressed because I want to see him do it on a consistent. I want to see him do it in the regular season against other teams and lead his team. Now I don't want to see him, okay, you win a game in the preseason. Now I want to see what you're going to do in the regular season. I will be happy, yeah, but I'm not going to be that impressed.
Okay, I just hope that the sniper doesn't get him again. And he trips over the sniper. Let's try to stay upward instead of downward. That's first and foremost. Because if he can't do that, he'd be on the top worst plays of the week with Mark Sanchez.
Three. L Boogie.
No,
hey, yo, D-Mac.
No.
Yo, man, we appreciate the love, man. You know the asylum is hot, man. We appreciate you and D-Mac Lil Jr. You know what I'm saying, man,
okay.
And it's Freestyle Friday.
Hey, we're going to try to see if we can get somebody from UGC in tonight, fellas.
Oh, man, do your thing. You know what it is. Freestyle Friday. Tell Junior to hurry up and get on this job. He know what to do.
Hey, he on it now. He on the horn right now.
That's what it is.
He's trying to get at them. Hey, I love
tell
y'all, man. Y'all hot tonight. I'll see y'all Monday.
Much love. Tell him he got an hour left to get UGC ready.
Back.
There you have it, L Boogie. You know what I mean? Now, I know, you know, this is what we're going to do, L Boogie. We're going to jump in the asylum real quick because we got a Laker fan holding on the line patiently who I believe just might have a little bit something to say about, you know, about what LeBron had to say about his top three. So we're going to bring in a true Laker fan. I can say that because I don't know this dude who don't even like no other squad but the Lakers. And we're going to bring him in, check him out. Yo, C-No, what's the deal, baby? How you feel?
Well, it's good. Streets is talking, fellas. Streets is talking.
Oh. Say, man, now, first things first, you know, because I know you've been ready to, you know, you've been waiting patiently. LeBron stated that his top three of all time in NBA would be Mike, Larry, and Dr. J. Didn't say Magic. Didn't say Kobe. What is your thoughts about that being a true Laker fan?
Yeah, that was pretty garbage, but that's coming from LeBron, so expect nothing less. He's definitely not artistic with his St. Mary's graduate degree.
Yeah, down there in Ohio, down there in Akron.
The Harvard of the East.
Yeah, you know, I just couldn't believe that myself. Now, do you have a problem with the top three? Besides, you know, not mentioning the Lakers, does it fit? I mean,
man,
what would be your top
three? You know, my top three, Magic, Kobe, Jerry West. Lakers, baby, all the way. I mean, we got the symbol, one of the greatest play guards, and the Mamba. Hey, bias, that's real talk.
Boy, please.
I might be a little bias.
Yeah, what'd you say?
A little. L Boogie, what's good?
What the DLC, though, baby? I hear you hollering, but listen, I really can't get mad because you can argue that when you're the logo of the NBA, your silhouette. Man, you might have to argue for the top three.
Thank you.
You know.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It might be an argument. I'm not saying, you know, but, man, I know that's who are we. That's kind of biased,
oh,
though.
Oh, yeah. It might be a little biased. But I'll tell you another thing, man. Y'all was talking about my boy AI. Have y'all seen them YouTube pictures when he was playing quarterback in high school down there in Virginia? The Mike Vick before Mike Vick? Cold piece of work.
No doubt he represented VA real well, him and Vick, man. They did their thing.
No doubt. No doubt at all. And then you got the Paul Medina this month, Ryan Braun over there crying, trying to apologize, do the whole good morning, man, all that crap. I'm like, these guys is a joke.
So my thing is this. Do you, not saying you respect him, but what do you think of him doing it in a press conference? As, well, you know, is he a fraud as well? Because it goes back maybe
no.
to his University of Miami days. You know, they were saying maybe in high school as well with the steroids. So is his whole career a fraud like A-Rod?
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. He's fraud. He's fraudulent. He's a doozy just like A-Rod. You know, they got them Fugazis selling right around the corner from here. Go ahead and get them anytime you want. Yeah, they all for gazy. They can't hang without the little juicing it up.
It's baseball.
It's like T-Row. T-Row juicing it up right now. Speaking of that, him and Ryan Braun probably hanging out.
Hey, man, you get it right. I got the deer antler spray. You got to spray it up on your tongue. Get right. Got to get right, baby. Get it right.
I'm trying to hide. I feel you.
That's what's up, man. That's what it is, man. Hey, let me ask you this before we, you know, jump back into the asylum, man. You know, New England got a beat down in the Motor City against Detroit. And me and L Boogie was talking about earlier that Tim Tebow didn't get no time. Did it matter that Tim Tebow got time, or was that something that we should be looking forward to?
The only reason Tim Tebow get any talked about is because he's Tim Tebow. He can't throw the ball. I think his stats is like 1 for 5, 1 for 9 in the preseason. Time for what? He can't play against the ones, the twos, the threes, the practice squad.
You know? Yeah, I feel bad for Tim Tebow, man. But, you know, at least he does have somebody who believes in him, not necessarily just for the football aspect, but just to make sure
Jesus.
That he's going to be all right.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. Josh McDaniel.
Hey, you need to give him some of that spray Adler. Maybe he get his arm back. Get him some of that juice that Braun and A-Rod got.
Man, help you know what I mean?
So he can throw the ball.
Gotta get him helped out, man, because I don't know what's going on with that guy. You know what I mean?
For sure, for sure. Yeah, fellas, hey, man, the show fire tonight. Can't wait for Freestyle Friday. Jump off here with Poppin'. Y'all have a good one. Great weekend, and I holler at both y'all.
Man, appreciate the love, man. Hang on to the line, man. We got special things happening on Freestyle Friday, man. So just hang on, man. Appreciate the love. And we'll talk to you in a minute.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy, L Boogie. I'm going to tell you this, man. We got the asylum is so hot, L Boogie. We got to continue to go to the, man, we got to go to the callers, man, because they want to know what they want. They got to express themselves, you know what I'm saying? So you know what it is, man. Like we do it every time. When the big brothers call in, we got to let them on the line. From the sports officials, catch them every Sunday. Oh,
not
they
official.
Got a new time coming out. New time coming. Can you update us on the new time, please?
Hey, we're going to do it. We're still going to get it 1 p.m., man. But when football season starts, man, we got to start at 10 a.m., man, because ain't nobody going to listen to us, man, when it's football time on at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Listen to that, man.
And that's 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, 10 a.m., man. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.,
so
man.
You mean I got to eat my Cookie Crisp at like 6:50 to get ready for the show?
You got to eat your Cookie Crisp, your Total, your cornflakes, your King Vitamins, whatever you eating. You know what I'm saying? You can just put this on, man. Just put this on before the game come on. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to get
I'm
going to
tell you, man.
Ready.
Like Millie Mill told me, man, I'm not going to listen to us at 1 o'clock when the games is on. You know what I'm saying? We got to watch the games, man. But, man, you know, Hey, when the streets talk, man, you know, it's like, yeah, but, dog, you know, everybody listening, man, you know, and I'm listening, and, you know, I like to try to hold out all the way to the end, man, but, man, you're so hot tonight, I just got to just chime in right quick. LeBron James with that top three, man, excuse my friend, but, man, that nigga's silly, man, he like silly funny with that, man. Come on, dog, seriously. If you're going to put in a top three, it got to be a top three that changed the game. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Exactly.
I'm going to go way before then. Wilt Chamberlain, he changed the game. Okay? He made you have the three-second rule. You can't just camp out in the lane no more. He changed the game. You know what I'm saying? Dr. J, did y'all see the little preview they had on him, the doctor on the NBA thing? Y'all seen that?
Yes.
He changed the game, man. Man, he went to Rutgers, man. He changed the game. You seen that, man. He changed the game. Jordan changed the game. He made dudes shave their heads. He made me put the little knee brace, not on your knee, but on your shin, on your left
on
shin
your
down
calf.
There.
Right.
Yeah,
on your
calf.
On your left leg. With the flip. You flipped it so it could be the other color.
Well, nothing wrong with it, right? But you put it on the black side and flip it so you can see a little bit of the red side. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Hey, you put the little wristband on your left arm. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no ball here. No, I don't have no receiving here, so I didn't cut the ball here. But you know what I did? I did the long short. He made the five put on the long short. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He changed the game. So if you don't have Wilt Chamberlain, Dr. J, and Michael Jordan as your top three, you're a silly cat. That's all I can say. I'm trying to keep it family oriented. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with Bird, dog. Bird did his thing, but you know at the same time, I'm cool with Mikal too, because Mikal had 101 moves in the post. So without Bird, you know what I'm saying? Without Mikal, there was no Bird. Without Robert Parrish, there was no Bird. Without Danny Ainge, there was no Bird. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
man, he got to go ahead on with that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you who LeBron is, and I'm going to move on from LeBron. LeBron is Magic Johnson in Karl Malone's body with Michael Jordan athleticism. That's what LeBron James is. Just sit there and think about it. That's exactly who he is, okay? I touch on AI, man, because y'all were touching on AI, man. I love AI to death, man. Ever since he was getting that bowling alley fight back at Georgetown and everything, and, you know, he was the top quarterback coming out of Virginia before they thought about Michael Vick back there, you know what I'm saying, in Virginia. It was AI. AI saw that tattoo era, just like you said, Bucky. He was the reason for the dress code, just like y'all already mentioned. But the only thing that bothers me is the athletes in his time, they follow his tattoos, they follow his dress code, but they didn't follow the heart that he had. You know what I'm saying? That dude got heart, man. You know what I'm saying? He was the smallest dude on the court, man, but that dude had heart. It didn't matter who you is, man. You know what I'm saying? There's two things I remember AI for. I remember him for crossing over my favorite ball player of all time. He crossed over Mike. He stepped back and said, let me give it to you again. He crossed over his head and he hit the thing in his face. Now, nobody going to remember the 50 points that Michael scored that night because of that, and then the Bulls won the game. But we all remember Allen Iverson crossing him over twice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then when he was in the finals and hit that three in the corner and stepped over old boy in front of the Lakers. Oh, my God.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now,
my two favorite moments.
Man, you can't call him a top – you can't even call him top five or top ten. You know what I'm saying? But he a top 20 player because of who he was and what he did. You know, but he did have Darren McKee, Eric Snow. He had what the tall center, man. I can't remember the tall center.
But top
ball,
yeah,
name.
They had
George,
a lot of
–
He had some guys you would never think of. He had nobody, man.
All he had was him and Larry Brown, because Larry Brown's a hell of a coach. All he had was him and Larry Brown. And that was it, man. But AI, that's my dude, man. You know, props AI, man. You know, I bow down to him every time. Ryan Braun, don't apologize. I don't want to hear it. Hey, I'm about to call you a ninja, boy. I mean, you ain't no ninja. I'm about to hit it to you. Boy, you lying. You lying. You blame it. He blamed it on the dude who took his piss and said it was the dude who messed up the little piss test and all that good night. Man, you lied on him. You messed up his life. You messed up your life. You're a liar. Ain't no reason to talk. Don't give me no 10 paragraphs. You know what I'm saying? Don't sit in front. You know what? I'm going to take it all the way back, man. I'm going to take it back to Jose Canseco, who said these dudes is taking steroids, and that's how they doing in the game. They're making the game popular because they're popping the steroids. You want to pop the steroids? Pop them. It's cool. Pop them. I think it should be legal in baseball because baseball is bogus anyway. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, man. Jeez. Don't give it to me, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, you know, I'm from the land of Alba Bell, dog. You know what I'm saying? Give it to me. Cork your back, pop your pills, shoot it up in your booty. Do what you
it's
gotta
right.
do, man.
It's right here, asshole.
Boogie and T-Roll, all I'm saying, no matter what you do, you still got to hit a 95-mile-per-hour fastball coming your way. You still got to hit that ball. You know what I'm saying? You still
right.
got to hit it. So, hey, it is what it is. And last but not least, man, because I'm going to hang up and I'm going to keep on listening to you, but Tim Tebow, no. No, 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 no. If he was a Negro, if he was Tim Negro, he wouldn't be in existence right now because all he is Jamarcus Russell, okay? There's only
right.
one room for a Tim. There's only one room for a Tim in all sports. And right now, the only Tim in all sports right now, and that's Timmy Duncan, and he about to go out. It's only Tim. It's only one rule for a Tim. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we ain't artificial. We official, dog. And if you official, blow your whistle. Sports officials, man. Thank y'all for calling, man. Thank y'all for letting me talk to you. Thank you for letting me talk to the streets of talking every Monday and Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. If you ain't listening, that's your problem, not theirs.
Man, what you say that's so cold? What the shut your mouth?
TJ! Yes, sir.
Tell a friend to tell a friend, and if your wife lets you, tell a girlfriend.
I got a girlfriend, but I tell my wife, though, but she already lives.
Yeah.
Oh, man, tell wife and the kids, man, shout out from the streets of talking, man. Millie Neal, man, Mitch, man, OG. Oh, man, they get it in Sundays, 1 p.m. for now when the season starts, 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
Back in elementary.
Man, you listen to the streets that's talking.
Let me alone.
Tim Tebow, this for you, baby.
What's up, Mama? I see you.
Let's do it. 347-855-8896. When we come back, man, Patrick Peterson, they talking about giving you more plays. Pete Rose talking about Ichiro. Is he deserving of the 4,000 hit plateau and celebration? We'll discuss when we come back. Let's go, Rose.
Lord, I lost so many pigs and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell. But did I fail? My life is in denial. And when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered so many years and shed so many tears. Lord, I lost so many tears and shed so many tears. Now I'm lost and I'm weary, so many tears. I'm suicidal, so don't stand near me. My every move is a calculated step to bring me closer to embracing early death. Now there's nothing left. There was no mercy on the streets. I couldn't rest. I'm barely standing, about to go to pieces, screaming peace. And though my soul was deleted, I couldn't see it. I had my mind full of demons trying to break free. They planted seeds and they hatched, sparking the flame inside my brain like a match. Such a dirty game. No memories, just the misery. Painting a picture of my enemies killing me in my sleep. Will I survive till the morning to see the sun? Please, Lord, forgive me for my sins, cause here I come. Lord, I suffered so many years and shed so many tears.
God. I lost so many peers, and Lord knows I tried. Been a witness to homicide, since drive-by taking lives, little kids die. Wonder why I walk by, broken-hearted as I glance at the chalk line, getting high. This ain't the life for me, I wanna change, but ain't no future right for me. I'm stuck in the game, I'm trapped inside a maze. See the Tangeray influence me, they're getting crazy, disillusioned lately. I've been really wanting babies, so I can see a part of me that wasn't always shady. Don't trust my lady, cause she's a product of this poison. I'm hearing noises, think she's fucking on my boys, can't take no more. I'm falling to the floor, begging for the Lord to let me into heaven's door. Shed so many tears. Lord, I've lost so many years and shed so many tears.
The streets is talking, sports talk, show with a twist of hip hop. Oh man, Tupac, so many tears. Oh, that's for the guys who are gonna get cut on Monday morning, man. Sorry. We gotta trim the roster. Sorry, you gotta go out with the garbage. They can't wait to Wednesday. You MBG, nothing but garbage.
Nothing but garbage. See you on Monday morning. Pick up.
You know, when you see the pink slip, when you see the pink slip in the locker room, you know, you got to, you know, turn in your playbook and go see, you know, coach.
Got to turn it in. Yeah, L Boogie. Hey, L Boogie, while we got to go back to the asylum real quick, man. We got to go to the previous caller, man. MIA ready to jump back in and want to talk about his top three, you know what I mean, because you wanted to ask him. So I'm going to give you, you know, I'm going to let you go ahead and let you get at MIA and ask him what's up with his top three, player.
MIA, you back with me. You down in Miami, man. I'm surprised you didn't hear that. You didn't hear that or see that on the tweet, man.
I ain't know if y'all want to talk about that. You know what I mean?
I was going to get to that, but I know you had to get in. You know what I mean? We wanted to get you in the asylum and let the world hear you first. We knew you was a little busy, but I'm glad you got back. And his top three was...
My top three, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, and like dogs say, I might Wilt Chamberlain. I might do that. I'll Bill Russell. You know what I'm saying? But definitely not no Kobe. Allen Iverson, y'all crazy as hell, bro. When LeBron James came in the league, bro, he been doing that from day one. Michael Jordan didn't get good until 87, 86, some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan wasn't that good, bro. He wasn't doing what LeBron
was doing. Are you kidding me? He just didn't have a jumper. But he was great.
He was
averaging 31 points a game.
He was getting killed by Detroit the whole time. Michael Jordan wasn't winning nothing, bro. Detroit was knocking him out the whole time. When LeBron James came in the league, bro, hold up, listen. Booby Gibson, Mo Williams, J.J. Hickson, Barrazal. Come on, bro. These people done got nice contracts due to LeBron, bro. Know what I'm saying? Come on, what are you saying?
Yeah, so did Matt Bullard. So did Paxson, and so did
If you want to talk about people that evolution the game, LeBron James did the same thing Michael Jordan did too, bro. He
I agree with you on that.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Like, y'all want to say all that, but you got to put LeBron James himself at that top list, bro. Because for what he's doing, ain't nobody did what he did.
What? Let me ask you this, and like I said, I can't put him in top three because we're not done with him yet. Reason being, he can't be in my top three because I'm a little older. Magic Johnson played 12 years, been to the finals 9 times, have 5 rings.
Magic Johnson ain't never played for no sorry team neither, though. You feel me? Magic Johnson got your team that was already made up, bro. The Lakers ain't got no sorry team.
He could have had those numbers like a LeBron James if he wanted to, but he knew his role on the team.
You got all those good players on your team, like they said.
And listen to this. Michael Jordan. Those guys on his team, Horace Grant, Scottie Pippen, Scott Paxson, they all came in together. 2 years,
right after Michael Jordan. He made LeBron those guys
James
better.
LeBron James to Cleveland, man. He went to Cleveland, man. You didn't even know where Cleveland was at, dog, until he went there.
He's from Cleveland.
I'm from the land. Listen to this. And I'm going to say this. Listen to this.
Okay,
MIA.
For me,
listen
I ain't
this,
know
MIA.
That,
reason I say that because I'm a coach. I coached that kid. Seventh and eighth grade, I knew what he was going to be beforehand. And in ninth grade, I coached against him.
Like
I was the head coach at Central Catholic. I knew what type of player the guy was. I know, but that's what I'm trying to tell you. I do my homework. I know a little bit about LeBron James.
But he changed the game, though. He changed the game, too. Dr. J changed the game. Dr. J, he could be in the top argument, you know what I'm saying, for sure. Like how Buddy said, though, like, but you want to talk about really game changers that people gravitated to? LeBron James, man, he one of them. He one of them, bro.
Like I said, I can't give it to him yet until I see the finished body of work. He's on the verge,
but he can't be in my top three right now. Would you put Kobe in front of LeBron?
Yes, I would, right now.
So where would you put Robert Horry on the list? Goddamn, Robert Horry got more range than anybody. Him and Bill Russell.
I wouldn't put Robert Horry in my top 30, man. Let's be honest. That's how I feel about
the Lakers. Anybody from the Lakers, bro, they always been set. They've been silver spoons ever since day one, bro. I couldn't even say Magic, bro. He was silver spoon from the jump.
Even Kobe was silver spoon from the jump with Shaq, too.
Come on, man, already. Look at their foundation. Look at their foundation, bro. That's the only reason why I won't say to anybody from the Lakers, dog. Like, Jerry West, yeah, he missed the basketball. They got the logo. Yeah, they foundation. Look at their track record, bro. You only going to get that, bro, when you always been a winner since day one. I ain't saying they no losers. I'm just saying that when you silver spoon, bro, that man ain't come from no silver spoon. He came from Akron. Straight to Cleveland.
Like I said, I've seen this kid play numerous of times. Over the years, he's developed it. But having it out the gate like them other guys had, no, he did not. So, no, he can't be in my top three right now. He did not have the killer instinct. He wasn't making buckets.
Ever since I seen him put on the Cleveland jersey, I fucks with the man because he's down in Miami, dog. If he was in
Let me say this. Listen to this. MIA, I'm going to leave you with this. The year that they lost to Orlando didn't have anyone to beat put their five up against LeBron's five. They had anyone. LeBron should have took that team to the finals to play against the Lakers. He choked.
Man. Everybody choked. Allen Iverson was choking. That's what you were saying. He was choking at all. Like, what did you say, though? People choked, bro. I'm just saying, change the game, evolution. He wanted to. I think he up there in, like, the top three of me, plus I think his talent and what he done for the NBA, you know what I'm saying, deserves that. But it's other people in front of him that can be argued. But to me, he changed the game. Evolution, bro. Like, that's why he King James. Nobody else
there
has that name.
There you have it.
I appreciate y'all, boys.
MIA, we always appreciate your opinion, man. You better keep calling and tell a friend to tell a friend. To tell a girlfriend.
I'm going to tell everybody.
Bro.
Can you hear me, Rob?
Oh, bro, what's going down, L Boogie? I hear you now, baby. What's going down? Much love to you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing about it is that, you know, during the week also, you know, Ichiro, he hit for 4,000 combined with the Japan hits and the, you know, Major League Baseball hits, he got 4,000. But Pete Rose is saying that he should not be the one being congratulated for 4,000. That was the case. You should, you know, add in his minor league hits. Does Pete Rose have a point?
Oh, man. You know, I knew you was going to ask me about that. Man, first of all, before I answer that question, man, I want to give a shout-out to MIA. You know, that's why it's called the Street Tale Boogie. Everybody check in with us and give their opinions, man, and let us know what they're hollering about. You know what I mean? But back on the situation at hand, you know what I mean, man? It's just, man, it's kind of hard because Ichiro, I must say, was the first guy that I really paid attention to as far as how many hits a guy was getting in a season. He was the only guy to get 200 hits in his first 8 seasons. You know what I mean? I never followed baseball to where, you know, that was a stat to follow. And once I noticed that he was the only guy that had done that, you know, I really don't want to knock him because, you know, Pete Rose does have a valid point. It's Pete Rose we're talking about. And Pete Rose did it from day one, you know, everything with one club. It just so happens, not one club. He did it mostly with one club. But, you know, it was just that I don't understand how they're trying to view it. You know what I mean? Because Pete Rose did it all. He's the leader in all the hits. You know what I mean? That record may span for a long time. But Ichiro did come from another country. And so I don't know how baseball does that. Baseball has their own way of doing their game. So I really don't know how to come about that. But I'm kind of feeling Pete Rose on this. You know what I mean? You got to count what's in Major League Baseball, not what a guy has done in another league, because if that's the case, you can count a guy's stats from, you know, AAA, and he come up and that record stands, you know, that doesn't happen. You know, you start from zero when you get to Major League. So I'm just trying to figure out how they are trying to come up with that. It's a great accomplishment, 4,000 hits, you know, from one country to another, but does that stand in Major League Baseball? That's what my question is, and I agree with Pete Rose. You know what I mean? You got to do in Major League Baseball, not what you've done elsewhere. What's your thoughts on it? You think it counts or it don't count?
That's just like you playing overseas and all your points that you play with from overseas and you bring them over to the NBA and you count them in that league as well. I don't think it should have been a big, you know, ceremony, or should I say everybody coming out the dugout or whatnot. I think that, you know, that's an argument as far as if was the fifth, we all be, you know, effed up. You know, if he would have started his career in the MLB. But he didn't. Sorry, Itchy. And I love you. You're a Yankee right now. I don't count it. I'm with Pete Rose. And I think Pete is a little disgruntled because he wants to stay being great.
Right.
So I think that he has a valid point. I don't know, you know, how he said it. Was it, you know, malice or was it in, you know, general conversation? But I agree with him. No, it should not be counted. No, we should not be having all this. If they wanted to, Japan come over and take photographs and they could count it if they want to. But not in America. Not on these streets.
Not on these streets, baby. You coming across the water, baby. Hey, L Boogie, we got a special guest, man, holding on the line, man, checking in with us. Also from the sports officials, you know, anytime the big brothers call in, man, we got to put them on. Man, hold on, I ain't going to even say nothing. Hey, yo, caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Yo, what's the deal, baby T-Row? What's happening, homie? What's the deal, folks? Hey, what's the deal? Hey, I got to get on here and get on one time. L Boogie, what it do, man? What's up with you, man? It's that boy, Neil, man, from the sports officials, homie.
What the deal, Nilly Neal? What's going on, man? I'm glad you called in, man. We got to send a T-shirt out there, man.
You know what's up with it, man. You know what's up with it, man. I talk to you every Sunday, man. I got to chime in on y'all boys one time on the show, man. I'm going to have to be on with y'all boys, man.
Yeah, appreciate the love, player. What's on your mind, man? I know you've been checking out the show, man.
We've been
talking
about LeBron. Y'all boys, man. Y'all boys cold, man. Man, y'all boys got some good point of views, man. But I got to chime in on a couple of these, man. Hey, first of all, I got to get on the Ichiro thing that y'all boys has been talking about, man. Hey, they've been talking about this stuff all day today, man. I've been listening in, you know, to everybody's opinion here, you know. And 4,000 hits is a good accomplishment. You know, I got to give it to them. But 1,200 of those hits, man, are in a whole other country, man. Let me tell you something. Warren Moon went over to the USFL when he first came. He first got drafted, man, through for and don't tell how many yards, man. Now, if he would count them yards, he'd probably be the NFL all-time leading passer in history, man. Same thing with Jim Kelly.
By
I mean, all the dudes who do all the other stuff. ABA. You know what I mean? When Dr. J was in the ABA, you know they don't count those points when Dr. J was in the ABA, man, dunking in with the blue and white yellow ball. You know what I mean? Those points are not counted for NBA points when they look at his stats. You know what I mean? Same thing with Artis Gilmore and the rest of them dudes, man, who's clowning them leagues like that, man. So, and this America, man, you gotta do it everywhere it counts, man. You know, to me, Japanese baseball, AAA baseball, to me, man. You know, it's AA baseball don't count, man. That ain't real baseball. You know what I mean? You ain't do it over here.
Exactly.
You ain't faced Pedro Martinez, you know what I mean? Or Johan
right.
Santana, real pitchers, you know what I'm saying? Like, you facing, you know, your backyard pitchers every day over there. Second of all,
exactly.
Look, the dude gets a lot of hits, you know, he's speedy, man, but the dude be doing bunt singles, man. I mean, what is that? You know, he throws the ball to third, and he beats out a throw for a hit, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, that ain't no superstar baseball player to me, man. You know what I mean? I just don't be feeling this dude Ichiro, man. I mean, I know the dude can hit for average, you know. I mean, but a lot of people say that he got more power in his bat than he really showed, you know what I mean? But all he care about is average, you know what I mean? So he want to do a bunt single here, drag a little bunt to third base, you know, try to hit it in the gap, you know what I mean, so he can make it to first, you know what I mean? And my thing is, if you look at this dude on base percentage, man, for how fast this dude's supposed to be, you know what I mean? It's horrible, you know what I mean? It's like 366, man. He's like 300 of all kind. You know what I mean? Like come on, bro. Like, you're supposed to have way more stolen bases if you're supposed to be so fast. You know what I mean? You're supposed to have this cannon arm. Like, why you don't play center field? Like, every time the Seattle Mariners asked this dude to play center field, he refused. You know what I mean? You know why? Because he wanted to prolong his career and hit for average. You know what I mean? So he can get them bunt singles. So, H-Ro stuff, man, look, I'm straight with Pete Rose on that all the way. Man, that dude, man, look, hey, he ain't doing it in America, man, so that ain't 4,000 hits to me. You know what I mean? You got 2,700, whatever, how many hits you got, you know what I mean? How many of them butt singles, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Anyway, but, hey, one more thing I wanted to chime in on with y'all boys, man, the top three. I heard y'all talking about that top three, man. Hey. Yeah, I'm about to shock the world my top three, man. I hope everybody listening to everybody tonight. Hey, my top three. Hey, the streets is talking, baby. Hey, it's gonna be not artificial, baby. Hey, this one official right here. Number one, of course, it's the King, MJ. Hey, T-Money, T-Nick, I hope you listen out there, man. Everybody know, anybody know Nilly Neal, man. No, I hate this guy, you know what I mean? He's been a thorn in my side my whole life. You know what I mean? When Craig Elo fell, I fell with him. Everybody know. You know what I mean? He was on the ground with Craig Elo. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, dude's the best player in the world, man, you know, of all time. Hey, ain't nobody gonna argue that, you know what I mean? Number two, Magic Johnson. You know, that's a no-brainer, too. Hey, but my number three, here we go. Y'all ready for this one?
Hit me.
Shaq Daddy. The Daddy is the number three all-time player on my list. The most dominant player in the game. With the pump fake, he is the most dominant player to play the position at the center position of all time. And the guys won titles all over the place.
Everywhere.
But double teams, he went to another team and won the title. So it got to be the Daddy to me. You know what I mean? If I had to pick three to start me a franchise with, my point guard going to be Magic, my two going to be Michael, and my center. Oh, man.
Jack,
it's got to be the Daddy, baby. You know what I mean?
Real Superman.
That's my top three right there. Straight up, homie. Straight up. Y'all boys know, man. Hey, one more thing before I get out of here.
Hey, I got one more thing before I get out of here. Hey, this for Hell Boogie right here, man, because he be talking down to my Sooners. You know what I mean? Hey, hey, I want you to pay attention now, man, because we about to be on the prowl this year, baby. Hey, I know you seen us name our starting red shirt freshman
quarterback.
The starting quarterback, baby. Hey,
okay.
This boy about to shock the world, man. We got us a Johnny Manziel this year, homie. Hey, we gonna do it. You know what I mean?
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
I want you to pay attention to us, boy. Don't be running from me, man, when we win, all right?
We on there Monday and Friday, so you can catch us before the game starts, and then you can definitely call in and talk to us after the game is ended.
That's what's up, man. You know I'm going to call y'all boys, man. Hey, good to be on the show, man. I appreciate y'all boys putting me on, man. Thank y'all, man. I appreciate it.
Man, it's love,
no
baby.
Doubt.
It's love.
No
you
doubt.
Know what it is. Yeah, Big Brother, you know what it is. And check this out, man. We didn't have Big Brother T. Nick, Big Brother Nilly Neil. And the OG is just, he just chiming in. You know, he's just listening. You know what I'm saying? Eating him a nice little Italian dinner, chilling. So all the Big Brothers from the Sports Fishers who you can check out on Sundays, 11 o'clock Eastern time.
1
you know p.m. Or is it 10 o'clock?
What? It's 1 p.m. 1 for
p.m.
right now.
I got it on. That's 11 o'clock. Western time. Get it in. You know what I'm saying? Check them out. Them boys hot. Man, all the Big Brothers checking in with us tonight, L Boogie. So you know the asylum has been popping hot like fish grease around this motherfucker. Boy.
Yeah, Shaq Daddy was one of the dominant player in the NBA. He made the change. They can go to playing zone. It was legal.
Yeah, and also the 5-second back down. Cause he was killing you with the 5 seconds. I'm back you down to the bucket. I'm gonna dog on you.
him and Charles Barkley. That was their rule.
Yeah.
Wow, the asylum is hot. Bronny done started up some. Ryan Brown with the fake apology. Tebow on the cusp of being cut. And don't forget, a month from now, 3 weeks, we'll be talking about the money team.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Hell, Boogie. You know what it is, man. But you know what I like about all the callers calling in and giving us their top three? You know, everybody's a champion. You know what I'm saying? Got them rings. Hell, Boogie. So, yeah, I ain't mad at nobody's top three. It's just it is what it is. When you're able to get that shine, you know, it all go in the time.
You got to have the all go, baby. You got to hold up the trophy, baby, to be relevant. Trinidad, let them know what it got to be, man, to be in the top three. Mondays and Fridays. Huh, the streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Don't forget, Freestyle Friday coming at you later in the show. Jewel G, T-Row, I'm L Boogie. Oh, man, we always in the street, and we are the street. Tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a girlfriend. Let's go, Ro. Wrapped around the neck of a dope boy. Go, yeah, not the frizzy feminine nose. And just pay cash for a Rolls Royce. A true trap, nigga, I don't sold everything. Trouble man, hustle gang, I'll go everything. I say trouble man, hustle gang, I'll go everything. Now we on the dome. Big face roller, take up half my arm. 4-9-11 with the Gabby top. All go scale, my magic box. Got the song, my neck. Give me 30 minutes, I'll be right with you. Got the horn, my neck. Let me whip this here, I get it right to you. Goddamn, I'm turned up. Think the knob is broken, I don't give a fuck. Goddamn, I'm fucked up. The streets dry, hell, this work high as fuck. You want one more juice, take it easy, man. Shit, I pay less for a pair of Yeezys, man. All I wanna know if I'ma bounce for her. Bitch talking me to death like I'm a counselor. Throwing the pussy, I'm catching. Woo! 2-2-3 with the silencer. You wanna rock that shit with the flies first. All go like Montana. Tony, holes all in my phantom. Rollie, young to kill the gold remix. A nigga don't like it, goddamn him. Young. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Nigga, don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
DJs that got this on replay. Yeah, I celebrate on eBay, then I celebrate. Several bitches in every state. I'm in Miami with Wayne trying to skate. My family straight. Hey, yo, ho, about to have a ventilate. I owe a one, we did a 68. I say, ho, my nigga. Them ain't red bottoms, her bottom brown. I'm looking strong, my nigga. I'm on loud, not Bobby Brown. That south side up in here.
Okay.
I spell south with a M. L stand for fuck y'all if you ain't fucking with my set.
Bro.
Fuck with me and I'm busting. Fuck with me and I'm busting. Every time you see me, think about what it would be if I ain't do nothing. Damn right, I'm stunting. Damn right, I'm styling. Just got a girl chauffeur and we on a motorcycle and she driving. This Versace, that Versace, this Versace too. I got killers watching, niggas watching, bitches watching me too. See, I'm on lean, on loud, and I got my own lane. You need to mind your own business. It's 2 Chainz and Trinidad.
Jane, gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch.
The streets is talk, it's sports nigga, talk show with a twist of hip hop. We the UGK of the sports nigga, talk world. Huh. Man, we like EF Hutton when we talking. Everybody listen, man. We appreciate everybody from the sports officials calling in, chiming in, giving their, you know, their debates on, you know, LeBronny and Ryan Brime and Ichiro. You know, a little college football sprinkling in here and there. Oh, man. MIA, D-Mac, you know, we want to, man, tell them callers, man, we appreciate them, man, and if we didn't get to you, we apologize, for real, for real.
You know what it is, man. L Boogie, man, before we get into this Hot Freestyle Friday, man, I want to give a couple shout-outs, man. Want to give a shout-out to my family, man. Got a little emergency down there in the D, man. So I hope everything good with the fam. Got Skeeter Mo running left to right, right to left. You know what I'm saying? North to south, trying to get everything taken care of. And I hope everything good down there at the crib. You know, big shout-out to my pops, too. You know what I'm saying? What's up with your pops, Doc? I see you, baby.
Man, shout-out to Embryo Soul Films, man. Went down there, man. Shout out to Albert Jones, man, and the crew down there, man. They let us get into the studio. We're going to be jumping up in the studio shortly in another one. We got so high, we got to expand.
That's what it is, baby. That's what it is.
And they doing it, bro. They telling a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Boy, I tell you, it's all because how you say it, boy. It's how you say it. That boy called.
In entertainment news also, before we get into the, you know, freestyle session, Kanye West and Kimmy, they just posted the first flick of Northwest. And you know, I just got a tweet, man. LeBron James showed another picture on Instagram saying, you guys thought I cut my hair. Why you worried about me? So did he cut it or didn't he cut it, man?
Nobody don't cut. It's a scene anyway. Just go bald. You try to keep those little waves on your head, you can't keep it. Don't be looking like Urkel Dad in a minute. Her missing.
Just go Caesar, man, like they told me, man. Let it go.
Man,
just let
might
it go.
As well just, man.
Join the club, baby.
Tell you, that's all you need to do. The good thing he down there, you know, around them tight barbers who can get him right, you know what I'm saying? Make it look like he got something, even though he ain't got nothing, you know what I'm saying? And for the pictures, Baby Northwest, yeah, that's what's up. I'm glad they finally showed the picture. I'm beginning, you know, to wonder what the baby looked like, you know what I mean? But what a name, Northwest. You think that's tight?
That was cold, man. You know how those guys do it. With money, they can do anything.
You know what I mean? That's what's up,
and
man.
And
I want to give a shout-out.
And remember, hold on, Ro. Just one more thing to the callers, too. If somebody could just call in, chime in, maybe, you know, the streets be talking. And just another thing about LeBron, escort to the Jay-Z and the, you know, JT concert.
Oh, that's cool. Ain't got all the Florida police in trouble. because they're driving on the wrong side of the street for this dude. What the?
They got suspended from LeBron James. Are you kidding me? I get suspended from LeBron James.
What the? On the way to a Jay-Z concert at that. It wasn't an emergency. Justin Bieber was the beginning of the show. So he was in a hurry to see Justin Bieber.
Wow. Are you kidding me? I need to see the pictures. I need to see the pictures of the policeman. Because we're gonna have a little segment of the show called You Big Dummy. With Fred Sanford chiming in, calling you big dummy.
I like that. That's gonna work. That's gonna be hot. Yeah,
what were you
buddy.
Thinking? Oh my goodness, the streets is talking, man. It's
bumped his head on some summer sausage and crackers.
They say it down with Illuminati, but that's for another show. Let me stop. The streets is talking. You know, the movement is moving. You know, they down with the president. You gotta watch him.
Gotta watch. Hell, Boogie, you know it's Freestyle Friday, man. You know the world been waiting. The silence is hot. Got a couple of men. They waiting. What you gonna do? You gonna get it started? You need an instrumental. What you gonna do? You gonna do what you normally do? Get it started, Pippin.
This for Pook out there, man. I know she be thinking my joints be suck. You know, this for you, Pook. I might sell 2 copies with this. Man, here you go, bro. Versace. I ain't got that much bread, but I'ma wear Lacoste. And if you ain't careful, I'ma take my gun and body. And I used to have a girlfriend. She was kind of white, and her name was Heidi. What they gonna do with me when I jump out the potty? I'm a Teflon Don. You might as well call me John Gotti. Or you going to call me Nino or call me Mitch. Don't get mad at me because I got your bra sucking my dick. It's about that time to get back to the subject. All these guys give me all the respect. I'm only 175 soaking wet. But if you come close to me, I have your body running like a jet. Man, give me the plastic and give me some tape. Make me mad, suck MC, I can act 8. You bitch ass niggas can't even bust a grape. I'm still a winner even though I stay by a lake. And like I said last week, you soggy like a flake. Oh, when my mother birthed me, she ain't make no mistake. In about a year or two, I'm going to be living on an estate. And the streets are talking, please.
Streets. That's what I'm talking about, Pivot. From the underground. On top of the stop sign.
I might sell 2 copies off that, Pooh.
That boy's crazy. Y'all, you know what it is, man. We got the UGC on the line, too. You know, UGC be rapping, you know what I'm saying? And we got that one that always check in with us, man, on the Freestyle Friday, you know what I mean? And my dude, Eli the Don. Eli the Don, where you at, baby?
What's good, man? How y'all feeling?
Oh, man, you know what time it is, man. It's Freestyle Friday on the streets. Just talking on this good Friday evening. You know what I'm saying? Been waiting patiently for Eli to Don to turn the mic down. Eli, you know what time it is, man. You don't even need no instructions or nothing, man. You know, man. You know what it is, man. You family.
You already know. It's Eli to Don. Believe this like Jesus. Gold Dayton's. Windows tinted on my beam. I go banked up. Nickel plated chrome on my wrist. Walk up in the spot. Can tell my niggas' faces. They pissed. Catch a facelift, by this heavy metal phone shift. Keep the blunt lit, flex, touching at these local functions. One verse spit, guaranteed to have a spot jumping. The dime, more like knives,
Back in 94, baby, whore, sloppy top, knees on dirty floors. This shit real, niggas get murked for the dumbest shit. I would only hope you bustin' at a nigga for a brick with the fully loaded clip. Pop, one in his wrist, two up in his shin, third one in his shin. Couldn't win, going toe-to-toe with the biggest boss. Rollin' tough, cop some shit, it don't even mind what it costs.
Hold on.
The Don Dada, memory's a big popper. Blow your spot up. Matter of fact, just blow your block up. Hit up my shots to prepare to get ready for war. The Don Dada mixtape coming in stores.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about. Eli the Dog, young rapper out of that UGC. That's what I'm talking about, young rapper. Man, keep your game tight, baby. That's what I'm talking about. What's the deal? You got something to say? What's the deal?
Man, doing this music thing, man, trying to make it.
Give us your info.
You can follow me on Instagram at @EliTheDon_, and on Twitter at @EliTheDon_. Follow me on my Facebook page at @EliTheDon, my SoundCloud at @EliTheDon. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get anywhere.
You on SoundCloud too? I got that. Yeah, I'm going to check you out on SoundCloud, young pimpin'. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
That's how you get the information out. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Well, Eli the Don, man, you know what it is, man. We appreciate the love on this Freestyle Friday, man. Keeping it hot, man. We'll check you out on next Friday. You understand?
You already know.
Already. That's what I'm talking about, L Boogie. Got that young, talent out there. You know what I mean?
No question.
Yeah, man, you know what it is, man. We got one more Freestyle Friday rapper, man, you know, gonna come in. We might well. Does your boy from GME got something on the on deck back there, man? Finesse. After we get the Skeeter Mo, can we run one down for Finesse, one of them new jams from GME?
Yeah, let me see if I can run down Finesse, man, while we listen to, you know what I'm saying, Skeeter. Let me see if I can get him in the asylum.
That's what's up. So let's go ahead and jump in. Skeeter Mo Johnson Jenkins, or Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson, the third, fourth, fifth, and the sixth. What's up with you, little bro?
Salute, nigga. What it do? You know I'm out here in the streets, man. Actually in the hospital, checking on brother-in-law, you know what I'm saying?
Right, you know what I mean? That's what it is, man. Make sure family all right, man. Much love and many prayers going out from the streets of talking. You know what it is on that situation, man. So, you know, I know you down there in the streets out there in the hospital, man. I know you probably had to go outside or go in the phone booth, you know what I'm saying? And you know what it is. You like Eli the Don. You don't need no instructions, you know. Do your thing, baby.
Oh, yeah. You know it's our love. Matter of fact, bro just got back from his CAT scan, you did?
Yo, that's what it is.
Yeah. Already, man. You know what it is. It's Skeeter Mo Johnson Jenkins Jr. the third, man. One time for your mind, and all part finest, huh? All right, what's the damn deal, baby? What it do? I'm in the landfill, bear crawling through. I got my gun tucked. I got my knife, too, and my rifle. I got to start it off with all facts. I've been working clean with no hard head. I got 3 for 10 in my smallest sex. Jack, we shut it down when we come around 5,000 G. We don't fuck with clowns. You a clown short of a circus. We hurt niggas' feelings on purpose. You niggas straight up worthless. This a free straight off the brain, man. And we come through when we insane. Got my candy paint and it's dripping. Hey, man, that's just one time for your mind, man. You know your little sister want to get down one time for the round, huh?
Oh, man, put my sister on the phone. For those that don't know, I got a little sister, you know what I'm saying, in the entertainment world. You know what I'm saying? And then my little sis, what's the deal?
Hey, what's up, my bro?
Man, just chilling on the radio station. Got some love. Show them what you got.
Let me see. I do my thing, I get cash. I do my thing, yeah, I'm back. Oh, and that's my thing.
That's what it is. That's my little sis.
We need to get her in the background of the track, man. Get her in the studio ASAP. Let's go.
I'm ready whenever y'all ready.
Hey, man, that's my little sis, Brittany. How everything going, sis? You know I love you, man. Much love way out here from the West Coast. You know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you on the show live. Welcome to the show. First time calling, you know what I mean? So hate that it had to be up under these circumstances, you know what I mean? But
Much love to you. You know, and it's always a pleasure talking to my sis, man. You know what it is.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna call back and get it right. Don't worry about it. I'll be on next freestyle. I'll be prepared.
That's on Friday. L Boogie, tell my sis what to do.
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend.
Oh.
Hey, sis, you got to do it because we keep it hot. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Only L Boogie can say it like that.
Hold on, man.
You know what I mean? Hey, much prayers from the streets talking, you know what I mean? And we're going to shout out.
No doubt.
We got a shout out coming for y'all at the end of the show, you know what I mean?
Already.
Already, brother. Much love. Hold the line. Yeah, L Boogie, you know what I mean? Man, hot show tonight, man. Thanks for all the callers calling in the asylum. Much love to all my peeps in the D, you know what I mean? Sis, I hope brother-in-law is cool. Brother-in-law, the Go Late family out there. My pops, Papa Doc, what's the deal? I see you, baby. Much love, Skeeter Moe. My other sis, my sister-in-law, Red. What's the deal, baby? Leanne, Skeet, and little Junior, Trent Jr. Deuce is on his way down, too, Skeet. So we're about to have a party and get it in. You know what I mean? And much love to all the callers. Jewel G, I see you, pimping. I see you. L Boogie, you know I love you, boy. You my boy. I'm a big brother right there for those that don't know. Much love to you. Hot show, baby. What's on your mind?
Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. Man, special shout out, man, once again to all the callers, man, that got in and got out OG style, man. To all the callers, we want to thank you. Make sure you all, you know, you hit them with the slogan. And, you know, we coming at you once again Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Remember, if you ain't got if you ain't did your homework, don't even get into the asylum to get your street cred up. We ain't even going to take your kite. We can't take your kite, man. You're going to have to get some conversation somewhere else, man. We ain't messing with you. We might get the Migos, man, on you, man. They be wrapped up in Versace.
Ah, man, we got a lot of them out here. The Migos, three Migos.
You know? Yeah, man, I think I might have tracked down Finesse, man. I'm going to see if we can get him in on something, man. You know what I mean? Let me see if he ready to drop something. Hold on, let me see.
All right, let's get it done. Let's get it in.
All right, let's go before we get out of here. Finesse, GME, baby.
I was always getting booked. I was in and out of juice. Went to juice to a fucking up prison, toting that coolie. I was 15, the system, they labeled me as a cruel. Damn, President was one of my influential movies. Because it made me want to hustle, and that hustle made me rich. But being rich from A to Z was like so when it came to miss. The money gon' make them jealous, and jealousy's a bitch. And that bitch is life, and like a bitch, that bitch gon' make you trick. But with your gold diggers, and then dig your ass a ditch. And let you fall inside my conscience to bury you under brick. Make sure that you see the truth. Acknowledge it does exist. And if I don't give you the clothes that you need it, you need it quick because we cut different. Yeah, we ain't the same. The life that I live today, tomorrow maybe can change. But the sun will give me no grip.
Nah.
If it never could rain, I'm just a player with my foot in this game. This shit ain't even changed. And I won't need them. But if life's a bitch, I won't feed them. I'll fuck it up. The damn pastor to y'all, I like to travel, I ain't passing the ball.
Wow.
But when I tried to be nice and show you niggas it was wrong for us all, you got greedy, put your spoon in it all. I hope you poor, nigga. I grew up with the boss, nigga. Summertime, the waistline felt like poor, nigga. You ain't gonna shoot it, so what's the reason you poor,
wow,
nigga? And for that red flag, I met you like a poor nigga.
Boy,
I told the city I'm coming home. Fans don't miss a beat, so nowadays I gotta watch when I'm coming on. Cause niggas quick to record it, rearranging it, forward it.
Boy,
put their own words in it, that's when they tap your phone. The same corner I tapped them on. It never made me think that was the corner I would say I start rapping on. But look what it made me. A bunch of dirty money I've been watching just to blow like a saxophone. This ain't no shit to be capping on. Just where I'm from, a slugly, you sleeping on that mattress you napping on. I got the gift, I just wrapped it wrong. And when it comes to gunfights, I'm not the one for you to play catch on. But now.
Woo wee! Goldmine Music Empire. Finesse. Bro.
Woo!
Man, give me something to go out on, man. Let me give shout outs, man. Poop, man, my little niece, London, the fam. Once again, shout out to the fam down in Dallas, Texas, man. Prayers. We hope it gets well. All the folks, my man Blue, I see you, baby.
6 Deuce Deuce.
Once again, shout out to Embryo Soul Films, man. If you want to get with them, Embryo Films, soulfilms.com. They do videos, photographs, recording studio, mixing and mastering. Get with them. 602-299-1627. We are the streets. And once again, I just want to say this. Yeah, they want you to do good, but they never want you to do better than them. Remember that. The streets is talking.
Woo, woo, the streets.
L Boogie, man. T-Row, Jewels the G. Freestyle Friday. Come back on Monday. The Little League World Series. Who going to be the champion? We going to talk about that, too, because we love the kids. Let's go, Ro. Oh, man. Bro, you with me?
Yeah, the music ain't playing.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. What the hell?
The streets, man. Again.
Yeah, you know it's the streets, but man, I gotta listen to this song, and it better play this time, because I'm upset.
Once again, we going out, and we want to give you something to party to before you go out, man. We know it's late. We appreciate y'all staying up, catching the show. And we'll see you Monday night.
Man, what do you know? It's not playing my song. So I'm going to go with another song I want to play. Because you know what time it is. You know what time it is. And if y'all don't know, I hope y'all know. Because you know where we going. We going to the sky.
Streets is talking with a twist of hip hop. UGK of the sports talk world. Give me some, bro.
Man, it won't give it to me. What the? It won't give it to me. What the? Hold on. You know what? It's going to give it to me. I don't know what's going on. But it's going to give it to me. Because when I wanted to give it to me, damn it, I wanted to come to me. You know what I mean? Because that's the way we get down with the get down. All right. L Boogie, you ready?
No question. Let's go.
It still ain't playing my damn music.
We out. Let's go.